One activity America's lawmakers really seem to enjoy is inflicting high-stakes testing on America's schoolchildren. Well, if there's one group whose performance is distinctly more disappointing than that of America's schoolchildren, it would be its lawmakers. So the thought dawns, what if we forced lawmakers to pass regular tests with do-or-die consequences? Flunk the test and you're booted out of office. Here are a few questions that could be on such a test. Question. Imagine you're sitting in a diner across from a shady character who pushes an envelope full of cash across the table at you. What do you do? A. Say, thanks very much. When can we meet again? B. Say, actually, I'd prefer a Wawa gift card. C. Decline the envelope, end the meeting, and contact authorities to report the bribe attempt. Question. When the federal government offers to pay for health insurance for a large group of your neediest citizens, what do you do? A. Ask, what's the difference between Medicaid and Medicare again? B. Denounce the idea as the evil spawn of an America-hating Indonesian Islamist terrorist. C. Say yes, gratefully. Here's another question. When a qualified company offers to buy your city's biggest white elephant, raising $1 billion to address your city's biggest fiscal problem, what do you do? A. Ask company officials to meet you at that diner. B. Order a costly analysis of the plan, ignore the results, then refuse to hold a single hearing. C. Conduct full hearings with input from all stakeholders. Question. When people wearing tinfoil hats in designer colors float the rumor that a routine U.S. military training exercise is actually a bid to invade and enslave your state, what do you do? A. Flee to your personal bunker armed with an Armageddon supply of Lone Star beer and Red Man dip. B. Issue a press release saying you share your constituents' concerns and demand reassurances from the Pentagon. C. Laugh it off as a dispatch from the crazy town Daily Bugle. Final question. In the sentence, your local school system desperately needs recurring funding, what does the word recurring mean? A. Less than zero. B. Ginned up from one-shot gimmicks. C. Stable and available year after year. Folks, any lawmaker who does not answer C to every one of these questions does not deserve your vote or any office that puts them anywhere in proximity to your tax dollars. I'm Chris Cetullo.